Rabbeinu Masech Tzivim Daf Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says in the Braisa, "V'nisim Sashisechem Atisha L'Chaydish Yochi Asik L'Yisana Batisha." You think you have to fast on the ninth day? Tamalimai Ba'erev. You think at night, meaning when it's already Yom Kippur. Okay, so you have to start when it's still day, and that's a raya that you mesifim michal al kodesh. So Mar goes through, Ein le'ap nisasa b'tziyasi minayin, Ein le'ap kippurim, shabbosis minayin, etc. So you see from the Gemara, there's a din of mesifim michal al kodesh by Yom Kippur, and by Shamis, and by Yom Tif, both b'knisasa and b'tziyasi. And the Rif and the Rosh Hamatik this braisa. It's mashma, that's how they pass the mahalacha. There's a din of Taisa Shabbos Midereisa, by Shabbos and Yantif. And that's what the Ramban says, and the Ran in the second parak of Shabbos and Memelikin. And the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reisa Machal of Paskins, that there's a chiv to be Meisif Michal HaKadosh by Shabbos also. But the Rambam doesn't bring Taisa Shabbos by Shabbos and Yantif at all, he just brings the Lagabi Yom Kippur. And the interesting thing is, even Yom Kippur, he only brings the Lagabi Inui, he doesn't bring the Lagabi Malacha. Because that makes it a little bit more shver. That he didn't bring it by Shabbos and Yom Tov, you could say that the Rambam doesn't pass like this braisa. Like the Gemara says, that the Tana the etzim haim b'sish l'chaydish me'avolei. That the Tana that learns out from etzim, what is the tish l'chaydish? And the Gemara's mashma, the one that learns out l'tzumish l'yayim is einish karis, and at the sefes is not einish karis, holds that that's where you learn at the din of Tais Yom Kippur. So he doesn't really have a drasha for Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Chayyim should come out and machlokes tanoim if Taisus is only for Yom Kippur. This braisa that says that Taisus is for Shabbos and Yom Tov is because he learns that from Tishu L'Chaydish, and there you have a ribuy of Tishu V'su Shavatchem. Now, Shang, the earlier braisa learns out Taisus in the fact that it says that the Issa Karis is bad. Some Yom is there. Vaisa Sela Tzuma Shirem Enish Karis. And on Taisus, you're not in Nishkar, so don't state that in Taisus. And then you don't have a lima for Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that's not so shvei to say that the Rambam passed like the other braisa, and hell, there was no lima for Shabbos and Yom Tov, just for Yom Kippur. But the problem is, even that braisa learns the din Taisus both by Malacha and by Inui. And the Rambam, his mashmud, is only a din Taisus by Inui, and not by Malacha. So the Mufarshim, a lot of Mufarshim speak about it. The Teretz, the Pnei Yeshua, and Mesechlis Rosh Hashanah, and Aftes, and the Netziv, and Hamik Shalom, Shilta Kuf Yud Beis, and really the Rishash, and Mesechlis Sukkah, Daf Chav Ches, they all want to say that the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chav Ches, which says that the Din of HaEzrach, that says by Yom Kippur to teach you that Noshim, Achayavis, and Taisus Inui, and only says Taisus Inui, doesn't say Taisus Malacha, that Gemara is Mashma, that the din taisim kurim is dafka ba'in and abba malachi. See, the Gemara in Be'em, it says them that hani nashi, that the nashim that eat and drink until the night, and they're over on the din of taisim and kippurim, how come we're not meicha, because they're not going to listen. The Gemara says, so you see the Gemara paskins, there is a din taisim ba'inoi. Now, saying in that Gemara in Sukkah dafka of ches is mashma, that's dafka ba'in and abba malachi. Yeah, there's a shmuz about it. But Kamer, the Rif and the Rosh are passing like this by that there's a din inui not only by Malacha by Yom Kippur, but even by Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Reish Samach Aleph. Now the Shabbos, how long is this Tosfos supposed to be? The Rosh here talks about it. The Rosh says, you have to say it's before Ben Hashmashes. Ben Hashmashes is already a Suffolk, that's not called a Tosfos. Even without Rebbe the Kram, you'd have to be perish from a Davar Suffolk. So he says, he doesn't have a Shia, but Akarchi can't say it's Mamash and Mashu Ba'alma. Akarchi can't say it's a Taisus Kaldu, because that Gemara that we mentioned in Be'am, that says, Hani Nashi Dan Da'achal V'shasa Urdu V'lai Mechinim Bu'um, they couldn't have eaten until it was night, until it was dark. I mean, they couldn't have eaten Be'anish Mashes, and there was no way they could be Mitzamsim exactly to stop the exact second of Be'anish Mashes. As I tied it to Rosh, so it must be they just weren't Masif. So there must be some sort of a Shir. But we don't know the shir. So you have to be, his lashon is, the tzarech lifrish kind of menishmashes ma'at. You have to be mefarish a little bit kind of menishmashes. The Dvar Masechtas Rosh Hashanah says, it has to be a taisus nicker. It has to be clear that there's a tesaf. And that's the smashman the ran in Masechtas Shabbos in the second parak, and the turn of the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tafresh Ches, They don't say a shir, they say something that's nicker, that if it would only be the Vein Hashmashes, you go a little further. But because of Taisis, you do a little bit, it's a little bit earlier. Now there is a Taisis of Rosh Hashanah Daftes, which is mashma not the way. It's mashma like the Pirush that the Rosh holds not like, because he wants to know a kashem, it's not a good kashem. The Gemara Mesachim says that Yom Kippur Sveikei Asir. Also in Shabbos, also the Mishnah in Shabbos says, Safak Hashaycha, Safak in Hashaycha, Eim Asin, Esavadai, Vemitvinos, Akeel, Vemlikin, Esener. Why do you need Safak even before it's a Safak? There's a din of Taisis. Why don't you ask even by Taisis? So Taisis says, this Lashin Shema, Mishnah, the Sagi, but Taisis Mashu, not Karachi. Sounds like the Taisis is just a Mashu, it's not really Nicker. Well, the Maisa, like we said, the Rosh, the Ritva, the Ran, the Meshmais of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch is that you need a Taisis Nicker. It's actually a Taisis Beinu Peretz in Be'ed Af Lamed on that Gemara with the Nashim that he says you need the Shia of a Chatzi Shah. That'd be a big Chumra. I mean, a half an hour, just like some of the Mincha is a half hour. The Meisa, no one brings it. The Peretz don't bring this Beinu Peretz. Pashas, it's a small Shia. It's interesting, the Mishnah Brua, Simon Reisha Mechalos of Chan Chavez, he brings from the Chai Adam, that the Shia of Taisis Shamas together with the Shia of Bein Hashmashes is approximately a half hour. He says it's almost a half hour. And that's what he says in Simon Tafrei Shches of Beis, Lagami Yom Kippur. So in both Lagami Shamas and Lagami Yom Kippur, he says such a klal, that if you combine the Shia of Bein Hashmashes with the Shia of Taisis Shamas and Taisis Yom Kippurim, it will be almost a half hour. So that will be mashma, that the Shia is 15 minutes. That's a shtick along. The shir is like 15 minutes. Why? Because Bein Hashmashes is 3/4 of a mil. 3/4 of a mil is either 13 and a half minutes, or if a mil is 22 and a half minutes, it's 17 minutes, whatever it is. It's around 15 minutes. But anyway, so then, that would sound like the shir of Taisa Shabbos is 15 minutes. It doesn't really bring a makar so well. It's not clear what the makar is. That misses the Igris Maisha. It's an Archaim Chelgam Sumin Tzadik Vav. He says the Shir is 2 minutes. He says even Lechatchila, from the Chuvitz before he himself went into a car 13 minutes before Shkia, he said it's not a problem. Avadi, you could do Malacha till about 2 minutes before Shkia, and there's plenty of time to get to the Yeshiva way before the 2 minutes before Shkia. I saw that Avnei Nezah Simin Tav Tzadik Ches, he says from the Shulchan Aruch Rav in the Siddur, the Shir is 4 minutes. Al Kabanim, 15 minutes seems long. But I was tiny, maybe like this. Maybe the Pshat and the Chayad, the Mishnah Berurah is like this. Because they said it's a half hour before Nacht, before Tzeis HaKechavim. So it could be, the half hour includes the fact that we don't know exactly when Tzeis HaKechavim is. They went, the way they went with this man, they did Moach after Shkia. They're going like a Beinu Tam. It's a half hour before Nacht. And it's a little bit hard to know exactly when Nacht is. And it's a little bit hard to know exactly how much 15 minutes is, because especially if they didn't have so many watches in those days, it wasn't so shkir for a person to have a watch, they didn't have Zmanim charts. So they wanted to give you a round shear when you should be prayer for Malacha. So what they used to count for Tzeis HaKechavim, you have to count that a little bit earlier than that, and the shear of 15 minutes of Rav Hashah, you have to make it a little bit more, and Betzir of Taisa Shabbos, which is also a couple of minutes, it's going to end up to be a half hour. If you know the exact time when Bein Hashmashes starts, like today, we start Bein Hashmashes by Shkia, and we have Zmanim charts, and we have watches, so you know exactly when Shkia is, so then could be even the Chayal de Mishabur be maskim to Rav Meisha to Avnei Nezer, that's only a couple of minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it is, before Shkia. But the reason why they said a half hour before Nacht, they didn't say it has to be 15 minutes before Bein Hashmashes starts. They said a half hour before Nacht, because they were trying to give you a picture of not only Taisa Shabbos, but also Bein Hashmashes, and there was a Nacht which the people used when the sky got dark, that was Nacht, and they didn't want you to do Malacha more than within a half hour of Nacht, around the half hour of Nacht, because together the difficulty of figuring out exactly when Nacht is, and the possible difficulty of knowing when it's 15 minutes before, without his Manim chart, and perhaps without a watch, it might be hard. So good. They gave a round shear of a half hour. But really, Taisa Shabbos, even according to them, is only a couple of minutes. Now, the Gemara brings the other drash of Tish L'Chaydish Be'er. The Chalaichel V'Sheisa B'Chi Malav Kasav Kilasana B'Chi V'Asiri. If you ate and drink on the ninth day in Erevim Kippur, it's Ki'ili, you fast on the ninth day and the tenth day. So Taisa Shanim says a Lashin, Adu Yishayinu Musa say it, that the Gemara means im nitztava. Aval akshu shaloi nitztava asu b'kach. In other words, he means the Gemara like this. It sounds like you didn't drink on the ninth day, it's ki'ilu you fasted the ninth, tenth day. So what if you fasted on the ninth day? So kol shekhen it's gevaldik. Just eating and drinking, also it's ki'ilu. But if you did it alayin, if you fasted alayin, it's mamash gevaldik. So Deshu says, no, chas v'shem, I'm not going to fast the ninth day. So what does it mean, ki'ilu you fasted? Ki'ilu, you were commanded to fast and you fasted. But now that you're commanded to eat, you're not allowed to fast. See, the Beis Yosef and Simchat Torah Fish now is very interesting. Originally, he says, no, state in the Gemara that you should fast on the ninth day. It's just if you eat and drink, it's also Yitzhak Ili fasted. So he brings the Gemara, says, in Psachim, that Marbe Ravashi, I think it was, he fasted every day of the year, except one of the days he didn't fast was Erev Yom Kippur. So he wants to know, why didn't he fast on Erev Yom Kippur? Because the Gemara says, Kalaychem Vashayse Bachi, Kilo Misana. Says, why didn't he fast? It's Kilo Misana, so why couldn't he fast? So he wanted to say a pshat, because why should he fast? Every day he wanted to fast because he wanted to fast. Today, eating and drinking is like fasting, so he didn't have to fast. So that chaz mashma that you could fast. But then he brings the Gais Maimini that says, Mefurish, you're not allowed to fast like the Teis Hashanim, and says a pshat in the Gemara like the Teis Hashanim, like other Rishayim bring, Ki'ilu if you mitzvah to fast, then you fast. The Levush, he explains, what's that Lashon's Ki'ilu you fasted? I mean, Bishleim, if fasting is a good thing, fine, but Ki'ilu if you'll be a mitzvah to fast, then you fasted. So the Levush explains, it means like this. Namal, if you have a mitzvah to fast, then you fast. Namal, you get more schayla if you have a mitzvah to eat and eat. Why? Because fasting is harder than eating. So from tzara agro. So if I just say you get a mitzvah, I don't know, it's such a big sky. But now that the Torah calls in the Inu, the Torah wants to give you such a gevaldig sky, ki'ilu somebody's mitzvah to fast and he fasted and he has a l'fum tzara agram, so even though you ate, you don't have a l'fum tzara agram, but you still get gevaldig sky, ki'ilu you fasted, meaning ki'ilu you mitzvah to fast and you have the l'fum tzara agram. Now the Rambam, in Hilchos Nedarim, he's discussing, what if you made a neder that you're going to fast on certain days, and it ends up to be a Yom Tov that you can't fast. So the din is Nedarim Machal Dvar Mitzvah, and you fast anyway. So he says like this, let's say you say, I'm going to fast every Sunday for the rest of my life, or every Tuesday for the rest of my life, and it comes out on Yom Tov or Erev Yom Kippur, then he says, you're mechuyev to fast, because Nedarim Machal Dvar Mitzvah. When it comes out Chanukah and Purim, then we say, Chom Asachizuk Devein Yesu Mishal Teira. So Melam, you don't have to fast. But if it comes out Yom Tov for Erev Yom Kippur, then you are mechuyev to fast. As they state in the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah says there, I don't understand. Erev Yom Kippur is also the Rabbanan. What's the chil between Erev Yom Kippur and Chanukah and Purim? So he says, but the Erev Yom Kippur has an asmachta. It has an asmachta, it's also like the Raisa, it doesn't need chizuk. As they state in the Kesef Mishnah. Helchus Nedarim per Gimel Lachet Hes. So the Kesef Mishnah be chiddush that the eating on Erev Yom Kippur, he says, is the Rabbanan. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tavkuf Ayin Sifkat and Tes, about the same thing about the Tanaisim, he says the Gemara is moving out that way. The Gemara says, Hai Etzim Aisvi Alei. The Tana, Hai Etzim Hai Tishel Chaydish May Avalei. The Gemara is a Kasha, Hai Tishel Chaydish May Avalei. It's Mashmas a Joshem. So it's a Bissel Shver. The Kasimisha sounds like it's in a Smachta, but the Magen Avraham asks, Mais, it's Mashmas de Reisa. Now, you shouldn't talk about it. You see, the Rosh says, what's the time for the mitzvah? That petition l'chaydish berev means says to fast. What do you mean? They have to prepare for the fast. And Rashi states in Rashi l'chay. Rashi says, "Haskin atzmacha b'sham b'tisham k'dei shetuchem l'sanis v'asar." The Rosh is marchiv a little bit. The Rosh says, "It's l'haris chibasa shel makam baruch li yisrael k'adam sheisha yelit sheshum v'gazel v'sanis yamechad." Someone who has a beloved child and he says you have to fast one day. V'tzivul achil v'shkaisa erev yamitas v'shuchel lizbol. So Hashem, so the Melech said, I'm telling you, he has a Yelda Sheshum Adam who said that he has to fast. I want him to eat very geshmak the day before so he should be able to fast good. Kacharish Baruch Hu, Mikol Yomei Sheshana Sivisol, L'sanis L'yamech L'tevasa M'chabla V'reisam. Hashem only commanded to fast one day, and that's only a Tevaseinu, that you have a Kapara. V'zirim Lachem Elishas Erev Atainas to show the Gevalmig and Chiba, such Chiba fast, he asks us to fast one day, and he's Pashat Kain like skid, maybe won't be able to take it, so mainly he says, make sure to eat on the ninth day. So the Shai Tshuva Ben Yenam, Shai Dal and Eish Ches, he brings three times. One time he says this to bring that there's a Gevaldik of Simcha. It's a Simcha because it comes as Man Kapara. And that will bring that's like a Raya. The reason why it's Kilu Asana is because Taniyah is show you about how you should how you really sad about your aveiros and your misana in order to get a kapara. If you're misameach on Tisha B'chodesh, what are you doing? You're rejoicing on the kapara. So you see how much you have the worry and the yagain that you have aveiros, that you're so happy that you're getting a kapara. Chai, the makar is from the medrash. The tour in Siman Tov Zal has a ganze medrash about the tailor that bought a dog for five zehuvim, and the one who wanted the dog, the pirates, the adain, he was very upset. He didn't have his fish, and they said, "If the tailor bought it, why didn't he leave it for the adain?" He said, "We have it. So yantiv ubetuchim Hashem ubimechab avaynis. I have to celebrate." Against the story there. So you see that the Indian of eating Erev Yom Kippur is celebrating Mechilas Aveinus. That's the first time, Rabbeinu Yehuda. The second time is, and really, every Yontif requires a Suda. When do we have a Suda Yom Kippur? You can't have a Suda on Yom Kippur, it's a Tainus. So Mel, the Suda for Yom Kippur is Erev Yom Kippur. And the third is, he says like the Rosh, that we should have strength to be Ma'ariv Tvil Dachnunim, and to do Tshuva, and to find Eitzes, to do Tshuva V'chuli. So it's interesting, now the Rambam granted brings in Shibai like an opposite pshat in the Rosh. That the reason why Hashem wants you to eat very geshmak and Erev Kippur, so it should be a harder fast. That comes after eating, it should be a harder fast. But l'chaya, ashtikal ha'ar on the Rambam, we mentioned the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, that mentions kind of parenthetically, that if someone has a neder to fast, and it comes out to fast at Erev Kippur, and then he still has to fast. The neder to fast is the fast. Chalak Zedarim called Ramitzu, which is mashmana, eating Erev Kippur is the Raisa. But nowhere else in the Rambam, in the whole Hilchos Yom Kippur, it doesn't mean anything about eating an Erev Kippur, it's a Pella. So I thought maybe, and this may be Shibshan in the Keset Mishnah, the Keset Mishnah is saying that it's an Asmachdom, and the Gemara is mashmitz a Joshua Gemurim, that the Joshua does not eating. The Joshua is Misana. So if you say the Pshan is preparing for the Tainus, like the time of the Rosh, and the time of Rabbeinu Yehuda, the one of the time of Rabbeinu Yehuda, and Rashi, that's preparing to fast, so then it's dafke eating. But if you say the other time of Rabbeinu Yehuda, it's the simcha of Mechilas Aveinus, so it could be the ikar is to be misaleach, the ikar is to rejoice. The eating is already a din derabanan and had to rejoice. But what the Torah wanted you was, is to make a simcha on the ninth day. Dafsach be'erech the Chachma Shloimeh from Shloimeh Kluge says this is Simcha Tafresh Dal, not Mamish. But I got it from there, Abyssal. But it is a big aura that the Rambam doesn't bring down the din. He brings it in Hilchos Nedarim, that is Pagab Erevim Kippur, he doesn't bring it in Hilchos Shvi'is Aser, Chaya Shtarka aura. Now, the Achrayim discuss, are Noshim Chuyiv to eat an Erevim Kippur? Kvega talks about it. Kvega had a Shaila about a girl that wasn't allowed to eat because of her health. And she wanted to eat Erev Yom Kippur, and she said, Avada, it's unhealthy, Avada, she shouldn't eat. But he cried, Stamazai, if Nashima Mechuyiv, do you say it's a mitzvah seishes man gromas, a Nashima pater? Or do you say that since the Torah said it belosh in Inui, so male, anyone's Mechuyiv in Inui is Mechuyiv to eat Erev Yom Kippur? The Rishash also speaks about it, and in Sukkot Daf Kuf Ches, he has the same Shailah. This Chachma Shleim from Shleim Mekuk and Siman Tafresh Dal, he also clears the Shailam, he names on Avada Nashima Mechuyiv. And the Rishash mentions that the time of the Rosh would apply to Nashim. The Rosh is saying, like the Ben Shashuim, that Hashem wants to make sure they fast good, so that would Avada apply to Nashim as well. I saw the Ksav Seif, it's Siman Kuf Yud Beis, he brings that the Maril says Mefurish and Nashima Mechuyiv. See, Shiloh says the other way. What if you have a chayla sheish b'sakhan is going to eat on Yom Kippur? He's not fasting Yom Kippur. Does he have a mitzvah to eat on an Erev Yom Kippur? Or let's say a katan. Katan's not fasting Yom Kippur. Does he have a din chinuch to eat Erev Yom Kippur? The Sheiltis in Sheila Kufsam Magzayin says, Kal aichel v'sheise b'chiyu m'sana b'asiri ma'la v'kasav ki'ilu h'sana b'chiyu v'siv. But it says, Klar, he ate b'chiyu m'sana b'siv. And it's siv there, and Hamek Sheila is medayik, that the whole din of eating b'chi is if you're misana ba'asiri, and he says like Rashi, because the mitzvah is to prepare for the fast. So then Avada, you'd say that Nashim would be chayiv. So the Chaim talks about it, Merchus Yom Kippur, Simen Alpha is Gimel. L'maisa l'fi the time of Rabbeinu Yehuda, that the reason why you're fasting, the reason why eating on chi is to show how excited you are about Mechilas Aveinus, and also to make Yom Kippur Suda, so that would apply even to someone who doesn't fast. And like we mentioned, the Medrash is Masha Makar to those timing. So then, even a chayla that's not going to fast Yom Kippur would have a mitzvah in an Erev Yom Kippur. And now let's go like that. The Gemara, the Mishnah said, Shasat Sira Muria's Pater, you have fish juice, other things that aren't royal, Lishti is Pater. And the Gemara says, Achayim it's Chayim. But vinegar is Chayiv, because Rebbe says, Chayim it's Meshav as a Nefesh. And then the Gemara brings the Darsh of Gidol by Menashe Mibiri Denarish, ain't Alacha Karebi. So there's no Chiv of drinking Chaimitz on Yom Kippur, that's on the Rambam Paskin. So Chaimitz is also Pater. But it says that Lashana, the next year, Nafka Kalm and Mazgav Shasu, they all diluted their vinegar and drank it on Yom Kippur. So Rav Gidol was Makbid. He said, I only said Bidiyevid, Lechatchil I never said. Second of all, I only said a little, and I never said a lot. And third of all, I only said when it's ruam, when it's not diluted, but they diluted it, so therefore I never said anything that case. So the Torah brings the Ravya that when you eat a davashein royal achila, when the Mishnah says you're potter, there's no issue even lechatchila. As I bring the Torah from the Avi Ezri. And everyone's bothered, here we have Rav Gidol by Menashe Mibiri Denarish that complained that he said that chaimitz is pater, and they all drank chaimitz, and he said, I only said it b'dievin, al lechatchila. So here you see from this Gemara, that any time something is ein roi l'achila, it's still asu lechatchila, it's lost in Rabbanan. What's the pshat in the Ravya and Avi Ezri that says that dvarim she'enim roi l'achila are mutu lechatchila? So the comment terutzim, I see in the chreinim four terutzim. Beis Yosef says two terutzim. One is Beis Yosef says, is that there's a difference between pachas mikashir and kashir. The Rav Yoha that says it's mutar achila means pachas mikashir. And there the whole thing is only als chatzis shiasim and atayr, whatever it is. Anyway, achila is not a problem. But if you eat a kashir, then it's also a chatchila. And here's another thing, it depends. If you have something which is b'chol not a food, it's anyway, you never eat it, it's not meant for any type of human consumption, that's mutar achila. Chaimitz is consumed, it isn't consumed straight, but you use it as a dip, you use it as a salad dressing, and therefore it's worse, that's why it's asa l'chatchila. Shai Yisari is Marech Abad and Simon Ayin Dal, he's bothered with both these turutzim of the Beis Yosef, they're both very susim in the Torah of Avi Ezri. It says it's mutar achila only in the case where it's pachas mikashir, only the case where it's ein roi l'achila klal, he should have said something. So his teretz was, and really, it's mutar lechatchila. Chaimitz is different because of his other time. He said, "Eimad ami no perta tuva miamri." So, kumtais, if you drink a lot of chaimitz, you will be chayiv. If you have dvarim she'ein roi lechatchila, which even tuva is not doesn't count, so then it's mutar lechatchila. But chaimitz, if you have tuva, then you become chayiv. Then it's mamash chayiv. So, oy bazoi. Even Purta will be din of Chatzis She'ah Simanatari because it's Chazus Terufe. The Gemara says the reason for Chatzis She'ah is Chazus Terufe. So that's a chilek. It's specifically by Chaimitz. Chaimitz is the only thing, and we'll see. Not everyone knows the way, but Chaimitz is the only thing which you eat a lot of, you'll become Chayiv. So that's specifically Chaimitz would be Asa L'chatchila. That's the Shagas Ayah Shtikol. A little bit, the Gemara really then should have said Tuva before it said L'chatchila. But they might want to say even Purta be asal chatchila. I saw in the guys from Michiel Michal Jimitrovsky and the Banim of the Shagasai, that he wants to be tailors in the Shaila that we spoke about earlier, in the Sugya of Chatzis She'ah, is Chatzis She'ah, because it's true for a Siba or a Simen. If it's a Siba, then it makes sense. Lamaisa, you can eat more because it's true for. If it's a Simen, so right now it's Bechal Mat Meshiv Nefesh, not a Hefshikam McLaren. Al Kabbana Metzah Third Teretz. That specifically by Chaimitz is a problem with Lechatchila because it's Chazus Terufei. And then you have the Pri Chadash, that the Pri Chadash says that the reason why he said, Eimon Adi Ev Lechila Mi'amri wasn't because of the din that Dvarim She'enim Ruel Lechila Asa Lechila, rather than that. But he said, I paskin, Ein Alacha Karebi, I paskin like the Rabbanan. I didn't mean you shouldn't be Chayshish Rebbe, but Chalal. I meant Ikar Adin. We pass like the chum that you're not chayiv, but lechatchila to go keneged Rebbe, Akvani we should be chayishish Rebbe. I mean, Pichadish doesn't say exactly the same. Sema says it that way. Pichadish says a little differently. Pichadish says that once you see that Rebbe holds even chayiv, it's so meishiv, it's not even chayiv. So according to Rabbanan, it's mistarb, at least it's us in the Rabbanan. If it's Einaroi Lagami, everyone holds it's Einaroi, so then it's Mudlach Atchila. If there's a man, the Yom, that holds it's Roi, so then it's, even though we don't pass that way, but it's Kenug Roi, to Akapana Biyasim in the Rabbanan. So according to the Pichadish, also it's Dafka Chaimitz, Shagzais is Dafka Chaimitz, because two Vizas in Javchaz is Jufei, and Pichadish is Dafka Chaimitz, because according to Rebbe, it's Meshiv Nefesh. But Al-Kopanim, the Rav Yah, the Maisa holds its mutter, whether maybe it's only when it's Pachas Mikashir, or only if it's a Machal Shein Vayiklal, or maybe it's everything besides V'chaimitz, but that's what the Rav Yah holds. The Rambam, L'chayo is not the way. The Rambam, Perek Beis Allah, he writes like this, Achal Eichlam Shein Emurim L'Machal Adam, Kigayin Asavim Amorim, Aishrafim Abu'ushim, Aishrasasim Ashur L'Shigayin Tzir Emurim Z'V'chaimitz Chayim, I feel the ochel v'shavs men haibay reza patim in a curse. Avol makan oisim makas maridus. And the Rambam says it's an isidur abonan akadekachi get makas maridus for eating oichlam sheinuin la'achila or mashm sheinuin l'shiyam even if it's not chaymetz. And it's mashma in the Rambam even if it's more than a shiyah. I mean even less than a shiyah. And it's not, he's not mechalik. So Pashtus, the Paiskim Neman, the Rambam argues on the Rav Yah, and the Rambam also isn't Isla Chachila Tidvarim Sheinuin Lachila. The Taz wants to be mash for them. The Taz wants to say, Lachaya, a fifth passable teretz, that the Rav Yah means something which is Bechlal not edible altogether. It has no Sheiches to Achila. Not the Pshat, that it's something which you could eat, it's just nobody would eat it. There's two things. If you have something like Afar, so that's not achila b'chlal. That's no shaykhus. You have something like asavim ha'morim, like the Rambam says, or shrafim ha'bu'ushin, or tzira marius or chaymetz chay. Those are things it's possible to eat. It's just nobody eats. It doesn't taste good. But it has a shaykhus to eating. It has some nutrition. It has some food value. That's how he wants to be mashva, the Rambam with the Rav Yah. But Pashtus, the Rav Yah holds that it's mutter, everything except maybe for chaymetz, and the Rambam holds everything's aser. And that's in the Mishnah Berurah passage like the Rambam, it's in Siman Tav Resh Beis of Katan Tesvav, that there is an Issur Derabbanan to eat Dvarim Sheinuim L'Achila, even Pachas Mikashir, and the Shai Gishaya passes that way in Siman Ayin Dal, the Prima Gondim, the Pri Chadash, and the Shai Gishaya holds even by a Chayla, Kapanam Achayla Shein B'Sakana, there is an Issur to eat medicine. That's what the Shai Gishaya holds, Alts eating on Yom Kippur, and even though it's the Refuah, but a lot of Paiskim Nema not that way. There's a shach in Sim Kufnan Hay that says, Bechlal, by any tray for food that Shalai Kederach Achila, they weren't geyser by Achela Derach Achila. Ksav Sefer talks about it specifically about Yom Kippur in Sim Kufnan Aleph. He says a svarah there, Ksav Sefer, Hebshad is if you go and eat a Dava Shein Rel Achila, let's say you eat like this Angvila, Papalim, whatever it is, you eat, your kos Sangvila. So the Hebshad is, so you want to eat it, you're very hungry. So you want to eat it. So that has a shei mechila akapanim in the rabbanan. Medicine, b'chol, you don't want to eat. You just want it in your bani because of the refuah quality. So that's not actually. The reason why it's asim in the rabbanan is because, right, since you're eating it, see, it turning into an achila. That doesn't really apply to medicine. But the Shai Gishaya is machmur by medicine also. And anyway, a lot of times you'll have a problem of refuah in Yom Kippur. We're talking about for achilam, shei'im by sakana. Now also, the Gemara is mechalik between Purta and Tuva. Rav Gidon ben Menashe said, I only said they could eat a little bit, not a lot. What's a chalik? Sounds like if you eat a lot, it is chayiv. Because maybe Purta is not meshiv nefesh, and Tuva is meshiv nefesh. Now the Rambam is not mechalik. We read the Lashon in the Rambam before. He says, if yishasa mashkin sheinu l'shiga and tzira moiz v'chayim etzchay, afilo achol v'shas men har b'reiz apatim in akaris. So you see clearly in the Rambam that even Tuva is Pater. Shaila is, the Gemara says, Eim Adam and Apurta, Tuva Miyamah. So the Beis Yosef says that the Rambam wasn't gairus that in the Gemara. The Rambam was gairus to the Evan, the Chachil, the Chai, and the Mazak, but he wasn't gairus this one. Gairus Maimini, there, Aiz Gimel is Mashma also, that he wasn't gairus it. But the other Turitzim, the Tazir B'Chadish say that it means like this. Eimed Ami Ano the Evan Lachila Miami. I only said you could do it, but the Evan Alachila. And even if you think you could do Lachila, Eimed Amina Purta Tuva Miami, Tuva certainly can't do Lachila. Not that you're Chayiv, but Tuva you certainly can't do Lachila. Even Tuva you're Potter. But that you certainly wouldn't be able to do lechachila. I first never told him to do anything lechachila. And even if he could do lechachila, that would only be purta not tuva. The Me'ivi says klar this perish, like the Taz and the Pri Chodesh. The Bach and the Magen Avraham say pshat that they gave us the tuva and the purta after the chay and the mazik. And the pshat's like this, that I only told them chay not mazik. And even if mazik they want to say is the same as chay, but that's only mazik purta. Mazik tuva certainly wouldn't have the same din as chay and would be chay of a kuli alma. But not there's a difference how much chay mitzvah drink, but how much water you dilute the chay mitzvah with. But that's the Rambam. Lamaisa, other Rishayim, and we have an agirsa the Gemara, Eim Adam and Apur, the Tuva Miyamri, and Ben Yayna and Brachis, says that that by chay mitzvah specifically, Rabbi holds it's meshiv senefesh, and Chacham say it's not meshiv senefesh by purta. By tuva, it's meshiv senefesh. But other things, it's not nafkimina purta and tuva. That's what Ben Yayna says in Brachis, and that also is the Ritz Geyer says that the Shatzim brings in the Simon Taf Reshit Beis Islam and Gimel. But the Beisayzer brings a very interesting shita from Rabbeinu Yerucham. Now Rabbeinu Yerucham says that anything in the Mishnah which says Yepater, any Eichlam Sheinu Machila, any Mashu Sheinu Nishliya, that Yepater is daf when you eat a little bit. If you eat a lot, you chayif. Tala. And Shasan Tezach. The guy explains, I'll tell you why. Because Lamais, if you eat a lot, even if it's Einu El Achila, you're not hungry anymore. So that's not a shalei su'una. So that's a shir of tuva. If you're not hungry, so then you're not fasting. So that's a chiddush. Even though it's ainu ro'el achila, but if you eat enough that you're not hungry anymore, you're seveya, so that's not fasting, it's about to the inay. See, the mechaz chinuch klaiz v'shayla, what's a din if you put sieve around, it says by machalos asuris, if you karchem v'siv, you put it in a tissue and you eat it, you're not even chalas asuris because it didn't go down the throat naturally. It didn't touch the throat. It was around with a sieve. So that's called shalei gederech achila. So there's no anaz garim. So you want to know what's done by Yom Kippur? Maybe Yom Kippur, the ik is that you survey, you have your suvadaita. But he says no. He says, this is how he tells the vector shayla. Is it the pshat lamaisa? I had the nutrition, I have the sviya from the food, so mele have enough mayov, so mele that's good enough for him. He says, no, I'll bring you a rye, he says. I need an achila also. Why? Because you see, there's an achila's pras. Even though if you eat less than achila's pras, you also just a survey. And I says, you need a shame achila. You need a chalei shame achila. As I tell you, the minchas kinach. But the Mekbracha says, the chari, it's not that way. The chari, the gemara, early on, the fame of day said, that what's the pshat? You might have kasha, because Zayis is the achilas pras, because Sevis is more. Why is it the same shi achilas pras? So the makim le rabbanan, the chle achilas pras is miyashiv daita, and more than the chle achilas pras is not miyashiv daita. So you see, fakir, you see, it's not about al zachilam. Al zachilam is shiv because Zayis achilas pras, not because Sevis achilas pras. You see, the shiv the achilas pras al zishiv adas. And he says, I have a right the other way, because Mashke, if you're drinking less than Urias, usually my lugma is less than Urias, like Gemara says. So it doesn't have a shiv shtia. And why does it work? Yishav Adas. Vice is Yishav Adas works even if it doesn't have a shir. So Mamas, you could shtel tzuda shabeni yeruchim, lefi the Gayan, that the Gayan is saying that even if it's Dvarm Shainu Achila, although it's a little different there, because Dvarm Shainu Achila, Maisi Nachayev Kasevis, you have to eat more. But you see this musig, that there is a din of Yishav Adas, of lack of ina, even if it's not coming to the Achila. So Chahud and Karchem Asiv, that would make the same Yishav Adas, even though it's felt in the Shem Achila, but doesn't say Achila, it says Ashalei Sona. So it's a similar thing. You have to know the Fizah. Would that be true according to Ben Yeruchim, if you have, like, say, a tube that goes into the stomach? Maybe it's Varcholik. Maybe if it's Akoponim Derech Achila, it's missing in the Cheshivas of Achila. It's Ein Royal Achila, it's missing in the Cheshivas of Achila. Karchem Asiv is missing the Cheshivas of Achila. So Mela, yeah. And like the Emek Brach is Raya for Mashkin. You don't have a Revius, it's missing the Cheshivas of Shtia. So there the Pshat is, but Al-Kopanim, if it took away the hunger, it's not an Inui. But if you Bechal don't have an Achil, it's just a tomb, so it could be, that wouldn't be Achil of Bechal. And I said, the Achreinim HaMekel, there's a Marsham, Chela Gal, Simen Kuf Kuf Dal, the Achi Ezer, Chela Gimel, Simen Samach Aleph, the Igle Tal speaks about him, Lechus Tech, and Simen Samach Beis, the Igris Mesha, Chela Gimel, Simen Tzadi, they make it with a tomb, a nutrition tomb by Nim Kippur. Could be an ambassador of Ben Yeruchim. It could be the right of Ben Yeruchim is also, it's going through your mouth It has episoteris achila, and that's Rav Sheinim real achila. So now we say it's still a sunnah. Mashenkin, if it's b'chalal not going through your mouth, that's not an achila b'chalal. That wouldn't be a din in Yom Kippur altogether.